Hello and welcome to another Economic Week interview read to you by Jonathan Andrew Walter for November 13 through 17, 2006. I'm having a fantastic weekend, spending the weekend at a conference here in Chicago my company sent me to. Thank you very much, company. And it is really good, a lot of tech stuff, a lot of really exciting ideas and business things going on. Like, hey, I want to start this project, I want to start that project. And I see a lot of potential. Not enough time. So let's get into the week in review so we can learn how our economic situation has changed and what that means for investors in a kind of technical level. Okay, we're looking at relief at the gas pump, which translated into relief on inflation front, on the inflation front. And that happened this week as the recent drop in energy prices helped to push down the closely watched inflation gauge. The good news didn't carry over to the housing market, though, which still saw more doggone evidence of a painful slowdown. For the week, the S&P 500 index rose 1.5% to $1,401, and the yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose 1 basis point to 4.6%. We saw falling energy costs, which brought good news for inflation watchers, because declining energy prices brought a lot of smiles to faces of producers and consumers alike in October. The CPI, which is the Consumer Price Index, and it's what measures the widely quoted numbers of inflation for what matters to 90% of America, which are the consumer price levels, it has risen steadily throughout the year. However, it dipped for the second month in a row, and it fell by a steeper than expected 0.5%. This number, it's composed of two separate factors. One's called the core CPI. That excludes volatile food and energy prices. That part was up 0.1%, and therefore the largest driver of the drop in the CPI, which was down 0.5%, that drop comes from the food and energy prices, predominantly energy prices, predominantly. The numbers also were good for producers, because prices for finished goods dropped 1.6%, which is ahead of expectations. The core PPI, which excludes food and energy, that's the producer price index, and that was down 0.9%, another good number. October's price data came in and was welcomed warmly by the markets. However, few economists were ready to declare the inflation threat thoroughly over. The October 25th meeting of the Federal Reserve Board's Open Market Committee released the minutes to that meeting, and it showed that the nation's central bankers still viewed core inflation as, quote, uncomfortably high, although most did expect it to abate somewhat in coming months. Tumbling gas prices brought a drop in retail sales. The retail sales number came out for October. It showed sales were down 0.2%. Now, this is better than analysts mostly expected, and also much better than the downwardly revised figure for September, which was down 0.8%. The steep dip in gas prices was given much of the blame for this drop in retail sales, or it could be the credit, depending on which side of the pump you're on. Indeed, many other sales sectors posted modest gains for the month. And with volatile fuel and auto sales factored out, retail sales actually rose 0.3%. Housing starts, however, have taken another plunge. The market in housing took another dose of discouraging statistics. New residential construction fell about 15% to a seasonally adjusted 1.5 million units in October. And this is the lowest level in 6 years. We're only seeing more and more of this housing slowdown. However, so far it hasn't spilled over too much in other areas of the economy. Most analysts had expected a smaller decline than the down 15% that we had in October, seasonally adjusted. In addition, the figures for August and September were revised lower. Now, this further emphasizes the downward trend. Housing starts fell in all regions of the country, except for the Northeast, and permits for new housing construction, which is a key measure of future demand, dropped 6.3%. On the heels of housing starts dropping, business inventories are coming upward. Business inventories were up 0.4% in September. This is a little bit less than consensus estimates, and this is up 7.6% from September of 2005. Increases came out by both wholesalers and manufacturers, although retailers did post a 0.1% decline. Inventories aren't really a good thing for the economy because it means companies have to hold stock without selling it for a longer period of time. After an unexpectedly sharp drop in September, industrial production was up 0.2% in October. This was in line with expectations. Manufacturing output fell slightly, owing to sluggishness in the auto industry, but the utilities and mining sectors reported enough growth to put the overall production figures in the black. Capacity utilization, which is a measure to the extent of which available industrial production capacity is in use, was up 0.1% to 82.2%. Looking ahead, there are a couple reports, but we're going to get a breather. It's Thanksgiving. I wish you a good Thanksgiving week. If you have comments, questions, send those all to me, jaw@jawspeak.com.